Chapter 101. As Christmas presents to the house, Ron and Celeste bought a pellet stove and installed a doggy door. Along with the door had come a wireless fence that created an area of 30 yards in a circle. Ron fitted Fitzgerald with a radio transmitter after he tested it by shocking his own neck until he found a level that was not painful, but a serious reminder. He led Fitz out to the perimeter of the invisible fence that Ron had marked with small red flags. Fitzgerald heard the warning beeps and froze for a second. Ron walked back, and Fitz followed him. Ron crouched down over the small Fitz and kissed his muzzle. He whispered, "You have to understand, this will be a great thing for you, but you're going to have to learn a lesson." Ron knew he didn't get it. How could he? Fitzgerald was just not good at reading other people's feelings, as Keats was. He was still a self-involved puppy. Ron got to his feet and took several steps forward. Fitzgerald followed, despite the warning beeps, and then the shock knocked him off his feet. Ron scooped him up and carried him back to safety. He whispered, "Once you hear the beep, you have to stop." He put Fitz down, and in that instant, shock now totally forgotten, he went find a stick for Ron to toss. Keats liked it too, but Fitzgerald was obsessed with fetch. The pellet stove was a major purchase. It was installed at the head corner across the door from the fireplace that was no longer to be used much. The temperature could be kicked up as high as you wanted it. It was New Year's Eve, and Ron had been blasting the thing all day. Celeste had the oven on. Keats and Fitzgerald were drinking more water. Celeste had placed candles all over the living room and lit the frame over the live tree that they kept on the deck and that Ron intended to plant that spring. The candles flickered in the breeze created by the open windows. Celeste remembered her father bellowing when someone left a window open in the wintertime, "Are we heating Fairlawn tonight?" She expected that Ron's attitude was about as far away from her father's as was possible, and she was happy for that. But this was crazy. You know how insane it is to have the windows open and the stove blazing in January, don't you? "You made me promise to make it always be summer," said Ron. "This is the best I can do." The music was soft jazz, and this was how they were bringing in the new year. "What are you going to do about the other job?" said Ron. "I don't want to go anywhere else, Ron. I like where I am. I'm happy. I don't like the pressure of having people on my back, and I can do some good." "You could be a spokesperson. Now they want you to do TV. It is a shot for something different." Celeste felt a little shock ripple through her belly. She could not believe she was about to say this. She always liked different so much more than he did. "I don't think I want anything different, Ron. I think I'm content. I wish my daughter didn't hate me, but that's not changing now. She's healthy and has a future she is pursuing. I'm good with it all." Celeste looked at Ron with a tinge of admiration and sympathy. "I don't think that I have that same drive that you do. I don't think that you can live without it." "It is what I'm doing right now," said Ron. Fitzgerald surprised Celeste by showing her that he could jump all the way onto the couch. They shared a look of astonishment. "Have you ever seen him do that before?" said Celeste. "I've never seen a puppy that young do that before," answered Ron. Fitzgerald burrowed in to Celeste's body as close as he possibly could and then shut his eyes to sleep. Ron was petting Keats, and Bill Evans was playing piano to what seemed to be in time with the flickering of the lights in the moving air. You've seen Chris twice in a month now. Each time, he's wanted oxycodone. I know, said Ron. I'm going to tell him that we have no more. We still have plenty in case either of us gets into trouble, right? We're fine, said Celeste. The stockpile of pain meds that she kept on hand was prodigious, but neither of them ever abused the pills, and both regularly suffered from some form of acute orthopedic distress. Something that was in the back of her mind once in a while now. Are you going to say anything to him? Ron dismissed her. There would be absolutely no point in that.